What was it? Well, the dark side of the moon or whatever the fuck it was called.
Dude, you knocked my phone over too somewhere.
Nobody cares. It's fine.
My bad. It's in there. It's in all the wires.
Ow. No, wait, that's my headphones. This card.
Oh my god. Okay.
There it is. It's a wire, of course.
What the fuck? Wait, I want a picture. Oh, I don't even know where my phone is. Like, wait, I want a picture.
My phone came up in a mess of cords.
I drooled.
So, welcome to DFC.
Was that recorded?
Yes, it was.
Good.
I knew.
Good.
That was a dick move.
I am one of your hosts. I am Jason.
That's going on the Christmas album. Hey.
We got Justin Tine to my right.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Justin, you ready for some baseball?
Some baseball?
Baseball. Motherfucker.
I'm talking about some baseball. Yeah, no, I'm all in. I'll smack the rawhide out of...
No, he didn't.
I don't know baseball terminology. Maybe not. Your dog's licking me, though. That's...
Oh, Meatball's here, too. Yeah,
that's neat.
Yeah, he's our dog.
Whose dog?
Our dog.
You and Danny's dog.
I'm here.
Hi. Yeah, don't forget about Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great.
Wonderful. Are you ready for some baseball?
I am.
We're watching the Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears?
Yeah, the original.
The original, yes. Not the remake.
Not the goddamn... Not Billy Bob Thornton's fourth worst movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he had a remake in 2005 or so.
Yep.
All right, so we're about ready to start this up. And
shots up.
All right. Cheers, everyone. Push and play on DVD. Here we go. Bad News Bears.
Oh,
1970.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. We should bring back that we're gonna have the movie playing, but we're not necessarily going along with it.
I think they're getting this by me saying I'm pressing play now.
Okay, but people who listen to the first two episodes and then are just now jumping ahead, they're gonna notice some continuity errors.
Touche. And we've been drowned out.
I liked it better when we did it in my house.
Where you were in control.
Play.
I had a semblance of control.
The next time it's at mine. Oh, ooh. Wait, we're here. Damn it.
Hey, we'll just tell Scott we gotta use the loft.
He'll be fine.
So what's up, guys?
Hey. Not much. Are we gonna drink these shots?
We're back for another DFC.
I've been holding
It's been a while.
It has been a while. How many podcasts are actually up just in time?
47. And a half.
No, I meant of ours.
Oh, I don't know.
Two?
No, there's quite a few up. Last two we didn't make it up because our quality was kind of just shitty.
It wasn't worth it.
Because we were really drunk and quality was shitty or just
no,
like
no.
The sound?
Sound
well,
was bad.
Yeah,
okay.
The sound was, that was the main part, yeah. I mean, well, for Star Wars, Phantom Menace.
Oh, well, that was a hot mess. Let's not talk about that.
I got a little
that.
Bit of both, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, that was our first vomit, though.
Okay, wait.
Thank you.
I have
we're back,
to say.
And we're watching Bad News Bears. Hope you're watching it with us. The original 1976.
1976.
76 version starring Walter Matthau. And we're
great,
in the credits.
The very talented Walter Matthau.
A year before I was born.
And we got him. He's drinking a...
13 years before I was
shut
born.
Shut the fuck up.
Pouring Jim Beam into his beer.
Oh, yeah.
And into his Budweiser.
That's a Boilermaker right
which,
there, folks.
Don't you hear that a lot throughout the movie? The kids kind of call him either Buttermaker or Boilermaker.
Yeah, I hear Boilermaker a lot.
They call him a lot of different names. Do you want to shut that down? Jason.
It's
Jason.
Fine.
You need to shut your phone down.
It's fine. But anyway, so we're watching the Bad News Bears.
It's a classic movie. I remember watching this movie with my grandpa way back when.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I say way back when. I'm talking like 1996.
Yeah. Oh, a year after I graduated high school.
Oh.
You're so cute.
So we got Walter Matthau hanging out watching the sprinklers go off on the ballpark and watching the asshole Yankees play.
These
and Kelly Lee comes up and lights a cigar for him while he's drinking his Budweiser with Jim Beam in it.
Yeah, that was so weird. The old school cans with the pull tab.
Yeah, the pull tab.
He pulls it off and then he dumps some of it out to pour his Jim Beam in it.
Why wouldn't you drink it? I thought the same thing.
You know, I was like, nowadays we open it, we drink, like take three big gulps, and then we're like, okay, let's pour some shit in it.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe that's just us.
Yeah,
Well, that's how Wisconsin's drink.
But yeah, you know what? Yeah. Throughout all history, the generations learn from the previous generations.
Can I also say...
We continue to evolve.
That's true.
That's true.
That is true. But, you know, he's in his car still.
Oh, yeah.
Reaches in the back seat and grabs his beer out of the cooler.
You can't keep that in the front seat. It's illegal.
And his Jim Beam in the glove box.
That's illegal. Well, that's fine. You can lock the glove box.
Right. But then he proceeds to drink it while in the driver's seat. Maybe his keys are out of the car. Hint, hint. That's a technicality. But he then drinks it and then gets out, and he's going to go teach these kids how to play ball.
That's all they did in the 70s. Or at least that's what my old man says.
There's so many points in this movie where I turned to Jason and I said, you know damn well that if when we were, you know, like nowadays, if we were to do this stuff with our kids, oh my.
Oh, no, you would be in jail.
Yeah. You can't even joke about it on Facebook nowadays without people going, oh my God, what a horrible parent.
Oh, yeah, some shit. We just met, what's his name, the Whitewood guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's trying to get Buttermaker to take over the team and coach these teams. Actually, what happens is Whitewood has a dude that he has a kid, not a dude. He has a son that's not good.
Dude. Okay. All right. Jason. Okay. I would love to hear you explain this.
So this dude has a dude, and the dude's not good enough to play in the pro ball.
With the dudes?
So the dude here, he sues City Hall pretty much to make his kid play in the pro ball. So they add an extra team with all the losers and all the people that were disqualified because they suck. And they got drunk-ass Walter Matthau here to come on, and that's the movie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just want to know when Jeff Bridges was in the movie.
What?
You kept saying the dude.
I was looking for James Franco. Hanging out with the monkeys.
No, baby. You missed that one.
No?
The dude, the man that lived on the...
He got the film reference.
Oh, I did. I was just shooting in a different direction.
I don't know what you meant with the James Franco.
Monkeys,
so,
you know.
This is
baseball.
Where... Wait a minute. I want to bring this to... Bring this to your attention. This is where Walter Matthau's character meets... Cleveland. Okay, the woman, Mrs.
Oh,
Cleveland
that chick,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who she is?
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Do you know who she is at all?
She's the league administrator.
Have you ever seen
Rain?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Grown Ups?
Have you ever seen the rain?
Have you ever seen Grown Ups?
Grown Ups? Oh, the Adam Sandler.
The Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen parts one and
two.
You
know the old lady that, what's his name? Rob
Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Making copies.
That's
Chris Tucker's bitch, or Chris Farley's bitch.
That's her. Oh. That is his wife, the old hippie lady that everybody thinks is his mother.
Oh.
That's her.
Wow. That's
hold on.
Cleveland.
Didn't the one kid go on to become Freddy Krueger?
Yeah, he comes up later on, though. We don't see him yet.
My bad.
No, yeah, okay. This is he's meeting the team. We got the team up here. We got Engelberg and Raheem and Ogilvy and...
I went to high school with a guy named Ogilvy.
I did, too. Let's not talk about him, though.
I used to know a guy named Ben Ogilvy. He was a damn good ball player for the Brewers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's cool. He had some good times.
And this is where you meet Tanner.
Which one's Tanner? Oh, the little...
I was
going to say it.
The blonde guy with a big attitude, and he's all of, 2 feet.
They say that line three times in the movie. It was...
They do.
The
they,
Jews,
they
Spicks,
the,
Niggers.
Yep.
I don't know what else. What, how's it go?
I'm not saying it.
You guys, it's just for the movie.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, just for the movie.
And nobody wants to ever say anything because of all this PC crap.
This movie is so not PC.
And I love it.
It's the opposite.
Oh my God.
And I love it. I love it.
It's, I can't believe it's PG, and they...
It was PG.
Yeah, there's no Fox in it, but...
It was before they had a PG-13 rating.
They're drinking and driving. They're giving kids alcohol.
Oh, the wait, spoiler, it's the end.
Hey.
I'm talking about throughout the movie. There's a 12-year-old driving a freaking Harley.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Oh,
these kids. They smoke cigarettes.
I mean, that's the guy I wanted to be when I was that age.
Yeah, when the kids come up later on, yeah, I can talk about them.
And that was the quote, by the way. Jews, Spicks, Niggers, and now a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And
they do it three times in the movie, they say that.
Yes, and then the girl that plays the
I'm not going to lie, I crack up every time
one.
I hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Said by a little 10-year-old kid. And
that can't play baseball for shit. Yeah. By the way.
Fucker's got enthusiasm.
He's like 8 pounds.
He's enthusiastic.
But he's bitching
about... I'm pretty sure there have been heavier abortions.
He's bitching about these four different types of people playing baseball in his game and on his team. And he can't play for shit. He's got that chutzpah, but he ain't got shit else.
Got the spirit. He's got the spirit.
Yeah.
But.
And the fat kid.
Oh, the catcher, yeah.
God bless the fat kid.
Fat kid. Why is he always got to be the catcher, though?
Because motherfucker can't run. You know that.
Just in time, you ever play Little League ball?
I did. I was the pitcher.
Really?
In T-ball.
Wow.
Yeah. If you ever felt useless, stand on the mound during a game of T-ball.
Yeah?
You're not going to do anything. And there's going to be six other smaller motherfuckers around you. Or at least that was my scenario.
Yeah.
And back to Jason. I don't know what the fuck that meant.
You're supposed to ask me if I ever had.
Did
you ever play Little League?
Well, yes, I have. Thank you so much for asking me, Justin.
Neat. We should work out these hands. You know, Navy SEALs aren't just born knowing that.
God damn it.
They train.
Fucking retarded.
Jason?
Hey.
Did you ever play Little League ball?
Not Little League. I tried out for Little League, and I failed because the ball went through my legs. But so I went on to
it hit your five hole.
So I went on to no down below my legs, in between my legs. It didn't hit my five hole. Yeah. Yeah, five hole.
Yeah, it's a hockey term. I thought you'd pick up on that one.
It took him a minute.
Hockey.
Hokey.
I thought you were talking about like other holes besides the real holes.
No, I meant the five hole.
Okay, I gotcha. But what were we talking about?
You were talking about...
Oh, so then I played softball. Youth softball. And I was a pitcher, actual pitcher.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you ever throw the ball? Because I didn't.
Oh, I did. I threw lots of... But it was funny.
I stood there.
In my team...
Never had one ball hit to me.
In my team, I had my catcher. His name was Ronald. And Ronald was special.
I think all...
Special, or...
Special.
Okay.
Like, if... The batter didn't swing and it went to the catcher, I'd have to walk halfway to the home plate to pick up the ball that he threw at me, like, bleh. And so anytime...
I'm trying to hold it together.
I was trying to... If you hadn't broke, I wouldn't have broke. But oh my God.
But, so...
They're a Pizza Hut. I'm sorry.
They are a Pizza Hut. Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's an old-ass Pizza Hut.
They had a pizza that had,
Cokes and pizza on me.
They had a pizza that had, like, a baseball diamond on it, and, yeah. It was cool. And I can't... Who is that
one? You want to hear about my catcher anymore?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, we're moving past your retarded catcher.
We're moving on.
I got a picture of him somewhere.
I honestly...
And look for that on the website.
Which website is that?
It's dfc.com.
That is totally wrong.
So, what?
We'll buy it.
What website is that?
It's Drunk Film Commentary on Facebook. That's the start of everything.
That's you don't our really links need to everything is there anymore. You just need Facebook.
Find us on iTunes and give us a good rating. Cause something. Yeah, give us a good rating. Right.
Rate us bad. Just rate us.
Rate
us good. And you have to leave a comment. Say DFC's good the with me. Shit.
Okay, boys.
Hey, if you leave a good comment and I know who you are, I will not slap you in the face.
Oh, well, that's good.
I was going to say slap people in the face. I left you a comment.
My bad. Hello.
Hello.
Sorry, Danielle, go.
I was just going to give a quick synopsis of the movie because we have seen you go way the fuck away from it.
They're all in the car.
Oh, okay.
This is great.
What I wanted to say was this drunk guy who played a few times in the minor leagues was
for Arizona or something.
Was recruited by a city councilman and attorney who filed a lawsuit against an ultra competitive South California Little League team, which excluded the least skilled people, which was including his son.
Yeah, did we talk about this at the beginning of the movie? Yeah.
No, we didn't. You kind of went a little away from that.
No, we mentioned that. I told you about the Whitewood guy.
Quick minute. And then he went into your time playing baseball.
Okay. Go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, because now they're in the car.
Daniel, keep going.
Now they were in the car, and he decided to take the kids to go. That was another one of my favorites. He took the kids to go to batting practice, and with that, he brings out a cooler of Mickey's. And
Mickey's grenade
little,
bombs, not and, just yeah, not yeah. not like oh, a Mickey's tall boy, yeah.
And then he and of course is Jim Beam, and he pours his beam into his Mickey's while he's watching the kids basically try to hit balls.
Hey,
they're cleaning the pools right now.
Well, now
how do these kids know so much about pools like right away? These kids are talented.
Thought of a tagline for Boilermakers. For when you absolutely need to take a shot while you drink a beer.
Yes.
Boilermakers.
Another Boilermaker, babe.
That's a good song.
I love...
Don't play it. Don't play it.
love that the snot-nosed kid that nobody likes...
Timmy Lupus.
...is the one making the martini.
Yes. Yeah. Hell yeah. It was Tanqueray, too. I was even looking to see what kind of
Tanqueray. That's natural selection to become a bartender.
It was a Tanqueray martini as well.
I think me and Danny are teaming up on JTB tonight.
I think
tonight,
me and
folks,
you may have Eiffel Tower JTB tonight.
Bring it on, bitches.
We did.
Eiffel Tower JTB.
Bring it on, motherfuckers.
See, I know I'm on the winning squad because I can just lean back and let her do everything.
I've been drinking.
Like, she can cut you deep, deeper than I would ever want to.
I don't want to cut him deep.
But you could.
I can cut you deeper.
Okay, what are you going to say?
Oh, wait. Did you just cut him off?
Are you going to cut me off?
Fucker. Yes, that's how we fuck around here.
So we're watching Bad News Bears, right?
This
is when Walter Matthau was teaching them how to bat, and then he fucking got so drunk on the pitcher's mound, he fell over.
We've all been this drunk, come on.
I've never been this drunk.
Bullshit.
My birthday was last weekend. Everybody's like, let's go to karaoke after my bowling party. And I'm like, yeah, let's go. We get in the car. I'm talking to Jason Olsen. I look at him. I'm like, take me the fuck home. I can't see. Like, I'm done. Dunzo.
I mean, I've never fallen over on a pitcher's mound, but I've definitely fallen over.
If I would have went to karaoke, I would have fallen over during karaoke, and it would not have been pretty.
That
would have
been hilarious.
No, I try to maintain a sense of... You know, I'm good because, well, like, people I work with might listen to this.
Why?
Because they might find it.
Well, no, I mean, why are you worried?
I don't tell them.
That?
Trust me.
I know. I'm kind of, like, iffy about this. I don't know if I want...
No, you know why? You know why I don't, Justin? Is because not only am I working at a place that is respectable, I'm trying to look for future prospects as a professional as well as going back to school and looking for different job opportunities. So I get iffy on that.
Well, I think your credentials should speak for themselves.
Well, and my work is my work. My weekend on a Saturday, drinking, getting hammered, and watching a movie is a whole nother aspect.
Yeah, this is something different. We don't really want to, like, hang out and, I don't know, just kind of people question our things we said.
I don't want people
when we're drunk and watching the Bad News Bears.
You know, if I turn around and I'm like, oh my god, I remember that back when I was, you know, like 10 years old and smoking cigarettes and drinking, which I wasn't, but I could have been. What's it to them if I was when I was that age?
Yeah.
Nothing, but it is. So, whatever. So, anyways, let's go back to the movie. Yeah. At this point...
this is a good part. Danny, explain it.
I was telling Jason, I said, I watched this, and I'm like, my brothers all played baseball. And the first opening day was not like this. This is like Friday Night Lights type shit with football in Texas.
It's a big night there.
There it is, but we didn't do that shit. So, for here, it was like, they went out, and they talked about it, and... And God forbid that Kelly, what's his last name? Kelly Leak.
Yep.
He decided to ride his Harley Davidson. Now, this son of a bitch is 14 freaking years old.
It's not a Harley Davidson.
It doesn't sound like one.
It's an Indian. Dirt bike.
It's an Indian.
But it's
a fucking dirt bike with a Harley tank on it.
It does have a Harley tank. It says Harley Davidson right on it.
Oh, it does.
And halfway through the movie, he actually looks at somebody and says, "It looks like a dirt bike. It sounds like a dirt bike. Does that turn you on?" It's like a motard.
I don't know bikes that
you
well.
You know what I mean. Just in time, you know what a motard is, right?
Okay. I'm with you.
All right. So it's like a dirt bike that's legal to ride on the street because it's got blinkers and
there's
shit.
There's those fuckers in the bikes that ride all over?
Yeah, well, I have
no,
one.
No, not the pedal bikes.
The dirt bikes. It's like a dirt bike, but because it has blinkers on it, it's street legal.
So it's even better than those bikes that we see nowadays.
That's what I'm talking about.
Those. I mean, they only go with 75, but...
Yeah. So I totally gave the signal for give me a fucking lighter, and I got told no.
We're in a new location. We're trying not to. We're actually gonna have an intermission coming up halfway through the movie,
which isn't soon enough for me.
No, we're only 20 minutes into the Bears.
Yeah.
Meh.
And
anyways, so pictures are being taken.
I was gonna say the team isn't even formed yet.
Well, no. Okay, who's the little fat kid? I can never remember his name.
Miguel, the Aguilar?
No,
or Engelberg?
No, the Engelberg, the pitcher.
Okay, he's a big fat dude.
The catcher,
yeah.
And he's like, my uniform doesn't fit. Shut up, that's totally me.
I need this chocolate, I need energy.
It's energy.
I need energy.
Okay, I'm talking to two guys. Did you ever watch Friends?
Yeah.
Not much.
Did you know that Monica played soccer?
Yeah.
Do you know what Monica's nickname was on the soccer field?
No.
Monica the big fat goalie.
I remember hearing she was fat, like in high school. And
so that was the thing. Like, the fat person is always the goalie, the catcher, the one that doesn't have to move.
Or the retarded kid in my spine.
I know. I was the fat kid in elementary school.
I was very
I was
skinny
the goalie.
In school.
Were
you
the
Engelberg?
Catcher. Yes. Yes, I was.
I was a skinny, tall person. Like, people hadn't grown yet, and I was already 5'7" in fifth grade. Well, actually, I was 5'2" in second grade. So I was very tall. And so in junior high, I played basketball.
But you're so short now.
I know. I never grew past that. I'm 5'7". That's it.
I was pretty average throughout when I was younger.
You're tall today.
I've gotten bigger and bigger steadily throughout the years. Not really much fluctuation.
I was short and really fat for a long time, and then I was...
Just in time, short and fat. It's hard to believe.
I used to be short
and
fat.
You're taller than me, aren't you? I mean, you're 6 foot, right?
Yeah, I'm 6 foot.
Okay.
Yeah, he's almost taller than me.
Yeah, you got 1.5 inches, 2 inches on me.
I mean, probably not that much, but...
You're 6'2".
Eh,
I've measured
day.
You.
On a good day. You watch me walk out of the gas station?
Yes.
I don't know.
You're 6'5".
I don't know. I'm 6 flat. Gordy swears he's 6'1", but we're pretty much the same height, so I don't know.
You guys hear that?
Yes, I hear that.
That cutout? Did you hear that? Or is that me?
I hear all that noise in the background.
Well, that's me.
Oh, you didn't hear?
And the movie.
Oh, that's the movie.
No, you didn't hear something
that's
just cut for a second there?
We should probably actually watch the movie. Can I have my cigarette back, y'all?
I was just saying.
I don't know how this happened, but I became the community cigarette person. It's like we're passing a joint. Although I wouldn't know what that's like.
Joint?
Speaking of.
Anyway.
Joint. So the Yankees are killing the Bears. 11.
They don't even get an out in this game.
This is their first team. They're never even up.
The Bears don't get a single out.
It's their first game. They never even get out of the outfield.
Yeah.
That's miserable. I've never had a game
and
that
then,
bad.
And then there's... And then there's... What's his name?
Tanner.
Tanner.
Tanner, yeah. the little punk.
Oh, my God. Can I just say... Okay. He's not my favorite character, but he is. All in one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have to give it to him.
Oh, he's definitely flawed.
Oh,
yeah. He's that kid with the big attitude... And the shitty fucking, like, he can't play ball.
Can't back any of
it
up.
No, that's like me going into darts and looking at you, Justin, and saying, God damn it, you can do it. And you know what? Watch, I'll fucking do it. Oh, it was just a little off as I hit 3 triple ones. You know, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen for this kid.
Which kid?
Tanner. I had to stop.
We're talking about Tanner.
Tanner, yes. Oh, there he is. He's
on the ground.
He's almost said crud a lot.
Okay, he's on the ground a lot. Watch this movie,
they changed.
He's probably on the ground 7 times.
They changed the word crud to fuck. The other way around. They changed the word fuck to crud.
Yeah.
I think because he says crud a lot.
I think that's what you meant.
They don't really say crud much anymore. Do the kids say crud just in time?
Not my kids.
Okay, I know you're in touch with the younger generation. Exactly.
I'm the youth segment of this of this dynamic.
You work
trio.
In the entertainment scene. You work in the entertainment district in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
I do. I am all about the entertainment district.
Yeah, so that's right. I'm kind
of crud's not.
I'm involved in the entertainment industry.
I'm bringing crud back.
Being a stripper doesn't count.
Okay, you don't pay me nothing.
For him, that's not an entertainment industry.
Anyway.
Drink break.
Drink breaks.
So he finally... Walter Matthau goes out on the field with a beer in his hand.
Hold on. I want to say one thing about Walter Matthau in this movie.
Oh, badass.
As an alcoholic, he portrays one greatly, and I feel like he was one.
Like he really got into character.
He Daniel Day-Lewis the shit out of this role.
Yeah.
He should be our mascot, huh?
He should be. He should be.
Coach Buttermaker?
He's
kind of our hero, huh?
Do it for Coach.
Hey, DFC for fucking...
Do it for Coach.
For
DFC.
Coach Buttermaker.
Okay, I got
to do it. That worked out perfectly. I didn't even plan that out.
Stop talking and drink.
We did. We did.
So anyways, he calls off the game at 26-0?
Something like that, but...
Hey, let your lady friend talk.
I was going to say about that coach. The coach dude? The evil coach of the Yankees?
What is his name?
His name is Vic Morrow.
Oh, I thought it was Cocksucker.
He's the dude who died at the end of... was it... What movie was that? Poltergeist? Or Twist... No, Twilight Zone.
Oh.
The Twilight Zone movie?
Oh, the movie?
Yeah,
oh,
the dude,
is that guy?
The dude that died when he was carrying the two kids in the water.
Yeah.
And the helicopter landed on their head and fucking grinded them all up.
Yeah.
That's Vic Morrow. That's
the one dude's head right off.
That's the evil coach of the Yankees in this movie.
That is the same dude, isn't it?
Same dude.
The Bears realize that they've lost. They called off the game.
Damn.
And
what? 1 week, you know, you're coaching the Yankees. The next week, you're getting your head sliced off
by a helicopter.
Yeah. And you miss where? What the hell is that kid's
that's showbiz.
Name?
Which one? I got them all right here.
Tanner.
No.
Jimmy Feldman.
The little kid that goes up the tree.
Oh, the Hank Aaron dude.
Yes.
Ahmad.
Oh, the outfielder?
Yeah.
Number 44. Yeah, Ahmad.
You see him throw his glove and then he jumps the fence. And then
I liked Ahmad. He was cool because he really had love for the game. He was all into Hank Aaron. I met Hank Aaron when I was a kid.
Hank Aaron.
Yeah,
really?
I did. I got assigned a baseball card by Hank Aaron in the other room, yeah.
Neat.
You know what I was planning on doing?
And we're auctioning that off on the website.
No, what I was going to do is actually...
Signed Hank Aaron.
My plan was to pull out the photo of me on my softball team with the retarded catcher. It's a team photo.
But you can pick out... Does he have a name?
Ronnie.
Ron. Ronald. Okay. Ronald, yeah.
Ronald. Okay, but, well, let's call him
I'm not sure
Ronald.
That's his name. That's what I'm calling him.
Okay, well, we're going to call
him
Ronald.
Well, I got a picture.
Ronald.
The team picture. I bet you could pick out which one's me and which one's him. Because he's all like...
And you have a bowl cut haircut?
Oh, kind of. Actually,
what I'm hearing from this is you look like the other 12 boys on the team, and then there's one retarded
I'm way
dude.
Cooler.
No, you're not.
I bet you look exactly the same as every other dude
he
on your team.
He has glasses.
No, I didn't have glasses on. That was before I had glasses.
He had goggles.
Wait, how old were you?
I had glasses till ninth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I've seen you with pictures with glasses, and who would pick out those things when you're in ninth grade?
No, wait, maybe it was seventh grade. I think it was seventh grade.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah,
look,
seventh grade.
He had them old school glasses. You know what I'm talking about. Them
Eddie
thick
Eagle.
Ass.
Eddie the Eagle shit. Hell yeah.
The owl?
Yep.
Well, not so much. The ones with the little hole in the middle? They like made like a little like little
they
H
were,
in the middle?
They were like horn rim, but they were brown horn rim.
So the...
I'm sorry, I'm handicapped. I'm blind and I can't see. And I need something to overcome
my handicap.
You're
blind?
I was going to make fun of it, but I'm not. I'm not.
He's so
I'm
blind that like I could
I brought
be...
You a beer.
I could be 3 feet in front of him.
Hey, I paid money on this.
Without
thing.
His glasses on, he can't see me.
What?
So I'm odds in a tree.
Yes.
Again.
No, well, no, he's in a tree because...
No, he's still in the tree.
He is upset, and he's stripped
well,
out
he
of his
played,
uniform.
He had a shitty-ass game. They all did. This guy whooped by the Yankees.
And his brothers...
And he's not used to that.
Well, because his brothers are all really good at all the sports that they play, and he is not. So he's really feeling that shame to the family and to himself of why his brothers all are great at baseball, basketball, football, soccer, and he...
Curling,
he can't,
shuffleboard,
yeah, pretty much.
Ping pong.
And he can't do it. And so Walter, the first, this is right here, is the first time that you see Walter Matthau actually show a little bit of heart.
Well, he lies to him and tells him.
Well, he tries
he
to PC.
Like an asshole.
He tries to PC the shit. This is the only PC you see, by the way, of where he's like, you're good, you're fine, it's okay. And he's telling him this, and he's like, you know, the sun was in your eyes. Don't give me that bullshit. And it's true. Like, you can't give him that bullshit.
He's cool. He's cool. But actually, what I was going to have, I wanted to have out my picture of the head that I've just mentioned. Plus, I had a Hank Aaron signed baseball card, which I wanted to have out and show you guys today.
Which we will be selling on our website.
No.
No, it's, no
it's,
we won't.
It's smoke damage
we're,
anyway.
We're starting at $40.
No.
It's $40.
Do you see his face? No, we're not. No, we're not. That's a joke. LOL.
Just so everyone knows, I am joking. I don't even know we own
no
this.
One's listening.
Do you ever see the penis movie?
Except a Mandalay. Have you seen the penis movie?
I love the penis movie.
Me too.
That was good.
Anyways,
I loved when Charlie and Snoopy were hanging out.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Oh,
seen
you
it.
Haven't seen it. Spoiler alert.
I haven't seen the penis movie, but I love
in it.
I love all the old penis books. They were fucking great. All
right, enough. Back to the movie. So this is where what's his name? Whitewood
yep.
tells.
He died of AIDS, actually.
Tells Walter Matthau's character.
He was a cocksucker.
Tells Walter Matthau's
that's true,
character
did you know that?
That they're done with the team and he pays
Wait,
them off.
The cocksucker.
Obviously, I didn't know that.
Also, Walter Matthau then goes back to his car, reaches in the trunk, or not even the trunk, the back seat.
Justin, are you with us?
Grabs a beer.
He died of AIDS. Obviously, he's a cocksucker.
No,
what the fuck?
Well, he died of AIDS like 1990, so.
So?
Well, look at him, come on.
I'm so sorry. Oh,
hey, he meets up with what's her name?
Tatum O'Neal.
Yes.
No, her real name. No, I mean, not her real name. No, I mean her
movie Amanda Woolard.
Yes.
Amanda. Yes, Amanda. Good old Amanda.
I could use one to lick.
She just won the Oscar right before this movie. She was at the time the youngest person to win an Oscar.
Good for her.
Yeah. Do you know her from anything?
No.
No? How about you, Danny? Did you ever see The Paper Moon?
I did not see The Paper Moon. However, I did see The Runaways.
The newer Runaways movie?
From 2010.
Oh. Is Amanda Waller in that one?
No, but Tatum O'Neal was.
Ooh.
Who did she play in The Runaways?
She was... What the hell was her name?
Some older chick, I assume, huh?
Well, yeah, since she's older now.
Justin, does get off your phone. Does Amanda remind you of anybody?
Is that Amanda?
The fucking chick in the movie, dumbass.
No.
Oh. No.
She reminds me of somebody.
Shut the fuck up.
I kind of imagine Danielle kind of being a lot like Amanda when she's a kid.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at picking up on social clues, and I'd say no. She doesn't remind me of anybody.
Good man, Charlie Brown. Good man.
Oh, you like the penis movie?
Stop it.
Oh, Danny was, she was independent. She was out there.
Was
spunky.
Was she in the penis movie?
She's, instead of selling maps, she's out there, you know, selling dime bags. You know, same kind of thing.
It's hard out there for a
She's a tough chick. I can't believe this chick's like 11, though. Don't these kids, like, seem like they should be a lot older?
Yeah.
I mean, especially when later on they go to the concert and shit and... They're like 11 and...
How old are you going to a Rolling Stones concert?
They're like 11 and 13, I think.
I made that comment, too. I was like, look, if that little fucker asked me to the concert, I'd go with him.
Oh, spoiler alert, but...
Whatever.
You haven't seen the fucking movie that came out in 1976. Well, fuck you.
Right? Yeah. I was born a year after and I fucking seen it. Come on. Pull it together, people.
I was born 13 years, 14 years after.
Yeah, nobody cares. Shut up.
Just saying.
Did you ever see this movie before we all got into this?
Yeah, no, I used to watch it with my grandpa.
Okay. There's a couple sequels here.
My grandpa's a big Walter Matthau fan, so.
I like
that,
Walter Matthau.
That and Grumpy Old Men and all those movies. Yeah.
Front Page was a great film.
That was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking too.
No,
but
I'm
it sounded
say
good.
Yes.
It sounded good on radio.
Yeah, it's a great film, actually. Front Page. Early 70s.
Did it make the Front Page?
I'm sure it did. It was a big movie.
So,
Bad News Bears is like a big movie
at,
in the year. It's
at
number
this
11.
Point,
oh,
boys,
that.
Boys.
Number, they didn't make the top 10, but boys. number one that year was Rocky.
Boys.
What? I was talking figures.
Rocky won, right?
At this point in the movie.
No, he lost.
The kids have decided not to play on the Bad News Bears anymore, even though...
Oh, they're going to give up.
Walter Matthau's character, Buttermaker, was told not to continue with it, and he said, screw it, he was going to. And the boys decided, screw this, I'm not doing it. And
now
Tanner...
he's railing them around.
And Tanner, the little fucking girl look-like... He basically got beat up by the 7th grade.
Oh.
Yeah, that's great.
Hold on. There's a part when he's getting beat up that there's a third kid, like a third gunman, if you will. But this guy's actually on film.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing like a green uniform, a green hat, and he just has like the weirdest smile as he's getting beat up. And he's just like,
are we coming
like,
to that one? Is that where he slaps the burrito?
The burrito incident?
Yeah. We're not there yet.
If you guys would stop talking about your own lives and pay attention to the movie, we might get somewhere.
I played baseball once.
Jesus Christ. You know what I did my whole childhood? I was in charge of laundry. Mess. And I have brothers. I had to do the laundry for my brother's baseball uniforms. Can I tell you what gets grass out of stains? I sure as fuck can. Peroxide. Fucking hydrogen peroxide.
Can I have the floor for a moment?
Maybe. I might cut you off, too. I don't give a fuck.
If I had a bunch of brothers, I'd rather do their baseball laundry than their sock laundry.
No, you don't. You do all of their laundry, which means jock straps. Which means baseball uniforms.
I'm talking about their jerk-off socks.
Socks.
Just yeah. the jerk-off. Yeah, specifically no. the jerk-off socks.
The crusty socks. I get it. I've touched that shit. It's disgusting. I still do. I live with him.
I've created it. I know it's disgusting.
I live with him.
Wait.
Well, that's
wait,
disgusting.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What'd I do?
When you asked me what I bring to the relationship, and I said
I'm watching. I'm watching Buttermaker. He's out here. He's actually giving
he's
a shot.
He's teaching them.
He's actually giving the shot now. He's like, yeah,
if you
yeah.
down low, if you go for a ground ball, if you get down on one knee, you put your other knee up. If it hit, misses your glove and hits your leg, you still have a second shot of picking it up.
That might have paid off when I tried out for Little League when the ball went through my legs. If only Buttermaker.
If only you would have watched this fucking movie.
You know what? I might have saw it when I was a kid. It seems familiar, but I don't know. But you know what I did see? The TV series.
There was,
oh,
yes.
yeah. No, I never saw it, but I read about it.
There's a yeah, there's a TV series.
Hey,
I looked it up.
Hey, if you're doing that, I'm doing this.
I don't care.
Do you have
I'm
an empty can over
the
there?
House.
Oh, boy.
I have two ashtrays, so if you need one.
I got a can.
He's got a can.
Okay.
God
so
damn.
We're smoking in the house, and JTB does not approve, and we don't give a shit, because...
There's a
hey,
lot of high-end
what?
Equipment around here.
For half the rent.
But there's a lot of high-end equipment around here.
Oh!
And I'm not smoking around
we don't need, well, your mic, yeah, you're right, Justin Tex. Your mic was the... 99 cents.
Yeah, my mic cost 99 cents. What am I gonna gum up my mic stand?
These aren't even ours.
Actually, I think the towel underneath the mic stand costs more than the mic and the mic stand.
I would totally believe that.
It's true because yeah.
even though this is a pretty high quality mic stand.
Well, I got it for the base trade in.
Yeah,
that I found.
Yeah.
Wait, so all this shit's ours?
Yeah.
Yeah,
none
nothing.
Of this is Gordy's.
Well,
the headphone thing.
That's
so.
Somebody's.
Let's still give a shout out to Hattrix at.
We're not sure who that is.
Okay,
it either belongs to Gordy Peterson
or Kentucky
Richard Andre Riedling the Third.
Yes.
Don't say these are. This is incriminating. Throw names out here.
Well,
are we
just
doing
people.
Anything illegal?
I don't know.
We're smoking
not,
cigarettes and watching a movie.
I was going to say, it's not like we're sitting here smoking weed.
Although we do play songs that we don't know if they're ours or not.
We don't,
it's
we don't
fine.
Have to,
it's
we
fine.
Didn't clear, but...
No, I talked to Bud Selig. He said it was fine.
Oh, cool. Cool. Because he's alive.
Bud Selig is totally alive.
Sure.
All right, who's the pitcher, babe?
The pitcher? Which one?
The yeah.
The pitcher.
That one.
Oh.
The good one.
Number 10.
Number 10 is
the
Rudy
Jew.
Stein.
The Jew. I know that he was called the Jew. That's all I remember.
His last
yeah,
TV...
Yeah, I didn't want to call him
his
that.
Last TV role was The Bad News Bears Go to Japan in 1978. He went on to become a market planning manager for Rocketdyne in Southern California. And he builds rocket propulsion systems for NASA.
Does he really? Where did he go to school? Stop it. Where did he go?
Southern California.
Sorry. Okay. Embry Riddle
no,
was
no,
a good
no,
school.
No,
for,
no,
I just
no,
wanted to know.
No, good, good and great for him.
I got these shits.
But it's just funny that his last movie was Bad News Bears.
Yeah, he hasn't
Tokyo
done nothing. He ain't done
nothing.
Most of these kids ain't done shit since the Bad News Bears movies.
However.
Other than Kruger.
Tanner.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Tanner did something, didn't he?
No. Oh, he did. His last role was in 1983. He starred.
Was he in Children of the Corn?
No, he was in.
He could have fit right in.
He was in a CBS After School Special.
I'm sorry, I was thinking of Jackie Earl Haley, which is
shit.
Kelly Leak.
Shit.
Yeah,
what's that?
He had a career.
Yeah.
What's that movie with all the white-haired kids with the red eyes?
Yeah.
Hey, let's not talk about redhead kids.
No,
white-haired
kids.
That movie
eyes.
With Christy Alley and shit or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, what is that? What movie
Children
is that?
Something, I don't
no,
know.
No, it's not Children of the Corn.
It's no, it's
Children
not
Children of the Damned.
Yes.
Yes.
So what?
Like
okay.
That, something like that.
So what?
Anyway,
Sorry, I thought I was on a film podcast.
if you
so what do you think of Children of the Damned, Justin?
I thought it was great, the way the B-52
don't
bomber
care.
Flew over
if you
the...
Look, if
don't
you,
care.
If you happen
but
to
yeah,
look,
Tanner Boyle, his last role was CBS Afternoon Playhouse.
But if you happen to look at his Jackie Earle.
Oh, him, yeah.
Haley's thing. He was in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, you
in
know,
2010.
Oh, you got that story?
What?
The story about him?
No.
You never heard the story?
No.
About Nightmare on Elm Street and him? The original Nightmare on Elm Street. The first one, 1984.
No, yeah. What are we talking about?
Oh, Jackie Earle Haley? He auditioned for a role in the very first Nightmare on Elm Street in 1984. And he was what, like 20 or so then? I mean, he was a kid.
1920, something like that.
So he's trying to be one of the kids or something. And he brought along a buddy of his. And they went and tried to audition for the role. And he didn't get it. But the director spotted his buddy and wanted his buddy. And his buddy was Mr. Johnny Depp, who that was his first major film role.
What, 52 years old, is looking hot as hell.
And
who, Jackie Earle Haley?
Oh, okay.
He looks like a fucking gangster.
And I'm talking about Johnny Depp.
But he was in London Has Fallen, according to...
He was on Watchmen.
The one that's coming out?
Yeah, he's in the new one.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice. Well, that's also why I hate him, because I hate Johnny Depp.
But so. He ended up coming back as in Nightmare on Elm Street as Freddy Krueger in the new one, which I thought was okay. I don't know.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't...
You can't go into these remakes expecting anything wonderful.
No, I'm sorry. Robert Englund is Freddy, and you need to just shut up at that point.
But if they're going to do something, what the hell? You know?
See, I have mixed emotions about that, because like the weekend it came out, I drove 11 hours to go hang out with the girl that I was talking to, like back from work, so we could go like see that.
Yeah.
And that was when she broke it off after I drove all that. So I have mixed emotions about that movie, but... That's me.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think I rented it. I don't know.
And back to the film.
So, Boilermaker's back at Amanda's. He's
Amanda's corner.
Oh, this is
the corner she works, yeah.
This is where she's talking about she can throw a breaking ball, too.
They're doing some catch. They're doing some catch. And it's one thing I give this movie credit for is for the 70s, this movie is totally about equality. It's... kids, they're all different races. You know, the best player, one of the two best players, is a chick.
Damn, good insight. I didn't even think of that.
They got the black kid, they got the Mexican kids. They're all the same. They're all just like, whatever.
Do you
they
want
all
me to
suck
continue
together.
With that or no? Am I the only one that says it?
Can you continue? Sure. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say the saying again.
Which saying?
Oh.
The saying.
Never mind. I won't say it again.
Spick, Snickers, and Jeezy.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
But...
And now a girl.
They are a team, though.
And that's the point.
And yes, sure,
that's why I say fuck
PC.
Donald Trump. But anyways, so I'm done with that one.
It's like you can look at somebody who's black and be like, yeah, you're a nigger. I don't give a fuck. You're my buddy. And, you know, so what? It's a fucking word.
You know, I agree, but apparently there's a way of saying it.
It's been taken way too far.
Yeah.
Way too far.
And yeah, it was used by people that meant it with hate.
And it was meant for ignorance.
Which we don't.
I've called many a white people.
Oh, yeah.
If you're ignorant motherfucker,
a
that's
wigger?
What you are. Well, yeah, that's
well,
you, I guess.
That word
I mean, that was
way
in the
back.
90s.
Yeah, way back.
Yeah.
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 Oh, a trashy ass white person.
I
mean,
a fucking 50 Cent wrote a song about it.
Oh, really?
I guess my whole thing with using politically correct terms. I mean, nobody thinks twice about calling an Italian person a WAP or a Dago, but that's just as offensive.
It should be
as a black person thinks of the word nigger, as a Jewish person thinks of the word. You know,
but it should be.
Well,
it should be.
It really is. I mean, to a person. Well, no, because by now I came with papers.
Yeah.
And that's what WAP means, is without papers. I come with papers. My grandparents did not. You know what I mean? But I do.
Yeah.
So I don't think of it like that, but I guess, you know, to each their own, but God damn it, fucking build a bridge and get over it.
Well, it's just, they try to make these words have too much meaning.
Yeah.
You know? Like
sticks and stones and all that bullshit.
Well, and here's the thing. In the 70s, this is the mid-70s, 76, and you're still using those terms. Women's rights, the Black Panthers, the whole thing came out of the 60s and 70s from the anti-Vietnam shit that came... Look, I just studied this shit, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So all this stuff came about, and all these new groups, and yet these people are still talking about it on the movies as if what? What do you got to say to it?
Well, it was only, what, 10 years before this that the blackface was accepted?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And nowadays, anybody does it, oh my God, they're having a fit because some half Puerto Rican, half white girl is playing some black... Who's the actress? Somebody who passed away, like...
Well, they got a white dude playing Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that too!
And that's what I was going to bring up.
And they're offended by the... Everybody's offended by this. And I'm sitting here go, who the fuck cares? Does his eyes fit? Does his nose fit? Does he look like the guy?
Yeah,
that's what I care about. Like, does he look more like him than anybody else does?
That's Kenny, you know?
Yeah. You know?
It's like the whole black ordeal over the Oscars this year. It's like...
Ugh.
Well, I mean, I did see a couple of things that should have been missed, you know, that things that should have been included, you know, like Straight Outta Compton should have got something in there.
I liked that movie.
You know, there was some good shit in there.
However, we're watching Bad News Bears, goddammit.
I know.
We need to bring it back.
About these other movies.
I know.
We're talking about cinema, at least.
And look at which
that's
one's that?
That's better than what we normally do.
But no, but this movie does, like, bring up a lot of questions about the language, because this is a PG movie.
Again, PG before PG-13 was a thing.
Right. But it's still one of those things where you're like nowadays when you watch it, okay, as a person who has a child, you wonder, okay, would I actually let my daughter watch this if she was younger and not explain anything to her?
Yeah.
You know, because... there's a lot of things in here that I would not want my daughter to say.
I think this is good for maybe 13 and under, I would think. Maybe even
up?
11 and under. Well, yeah.
Up. Not under.
No,
up.
Everybody under 11 can watch this movie. No, I meant the other way.
Only people under 11.
But we're cutting to our little break right here. We're right at the end. It's bad news for the fucking White Sox, and we'll find out what's happening up. Coming up soon. We'll be right back. And we're back. How we doing, kids?
Fabulous.
All right, we had a little intermission break.
That was nice. It was we took the dog for a walk.
Oh, we were supposed to play a whole song.
Smoked a cigarette.
We didn't do that, but yeah, we took the dog for a walk. We all got outside.
Yeah.
And we're already. I guess we'll take the intermission break to talk about how to reach us. Drunk Film Commentary. We're available on
Facebook at www.facebook.com/drunkfilmcommentary.
If you just search Drunk Film Commentary on Facebook, HTML. You'll probably find it, right?
Yeah, that'll work too.
But
probably easier.
Hey, give us a rating on iTunes, though. That'd be cool. It would help boost our ratings.
Where you can find us on 13inchdicks.com.
Really?
What the hell is happening? Am I the only one drunk?
No.
Okay.
When you only get a giggle as a response?
That's like asking somebody, is it bad if I...
Oh, we did those shots, didn't we?
You know it is.
Yeah, no, we did those.
All right, well... we are halfway through the Bad News Bears.
Yep, and...
we've already started back up again. Justin can't keep his eyes off his fucking phone.
He's got a girlfriend.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to figure out if my girlfriend's coming here or not.
Invite her over. She can have a live studio audience.
I have invited her over. I'm just trying to figure out if she's coming here or not.
Okay, well, if she's coming, tell her to come inside and just not knock. Just walk in and be quiet, because if we're recording...
you know damn well this dog is not going to let her just...
No.
Well, he can go and attack her. That's fine, but she...
And we're going to scream, Meepa, get down!
Yeah, it's...
Well, then you've been warned. Spoiler. Spoiler.
Spoiler.
The song's over.
Yeah, no, it's done. Okay, let it go. Let it go. Buttermaker, you fucking drunk.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Oh, no, that's perfect. You sing the gurgle part. Any fucking way.
All right, let's get back to the movie.
Please. All right.
So, Danielle, where did we leave off?
We left off at the... Jason will finish it for me. The fucking... what was it? The,
It's bad news for the White Sox.
Yes.
Bad news for the White Sox. And we're going to start it up at this chapter. They're out on the ball field. They've already done some practicing. And Buttermaker's out there. So let's, here we go.
This is when he's starting to show an interest.
Yeah, he was starting to show a little bit earlier, but...
Yeah, but not, this is when he's getting cereal about it.
Oh, totally cereal, huh?
Oh, this is where you actually meet...
There's Kelly Leak.
Kelly Leak.
He throws that ball. Look at
Bam.
That.
Bam!
And I'm surprised that the guy caught it. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Well, that's how perfect the throw was. You couldn't not catch it.
That cannot be a Harley Davidson.
There's no way.
It's all I hear.
That's a Kawasaki here in Indiana.
That's what I said when we were watching. I'm like, you know, that's a freaking Kawasaki.
Yeah.
Sounds like a damn ninja.
Yeah, it's
from the, like 95.
Looks like a fucking dirt bike to me. I don't know, but I don't know shit about bikes.
They basically, it's the same thing, just with blinkers. Honestly.
He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
That's what he said.
I'm saying for what 14 years old, 13 years old. That's badass. I wanted to be... That's the kid that... When I was a kid, I never realized it, but looking back on it, that was the guy I wanted to be.
Kelly Leak's what you
wanted
to be?
Yeah,
that's
until
who I
look
wanted
at
to be
him.
Growing up.
Yeah.
Until I look at him right here, smoking a cigarette in the arcade.
Yep.
Playing air hockey against adults.
Yep.
And he's hustling them. Here's the thing. He's got the Justin Bieber flippy hair.
Kelly Leak was 13 when he filmed this movie.
And he's got a choker necklace on.
He was
so
13, and Tatum O'Neal was...
Okay, maybe I didn't want to dress like him or have his haircut, but I wanted to live his life.
It's that choker thing.
Yeah, he looks like a girl. But then Tatum O'Neal comes in, and she's basically trying to flirt a little bit, but also trying to prove that... She wants him to...
Girls are as good as
she
boys.
She was 12 when they made this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, so they could totally bang.
They say she's 11 geez. In the script, but she's 12. These kids are not like we were 12.
Well, kind of.
What was
what
like
I was
when you were 12?
Like that.
I didn't ride a dirt bike, I'll tell you that.
Well, I wished I did.
I did, but on a track.
I had a mountain bike.
No, I rode a dirt bike on a track.
I had a bicycle.
I had a Razor scooter.
Oh my god, my kid had one of those.
Oh boy.
Boom. Is it weird that your kid is part of my generation and I'm not part of yours?
Not at all.
Okay, what's this bet that they make?
Never said what if he won, what he would get. He never said what he would get if he won. She said, name it, and thought she could play him.
Yeah. And she loses, because he's badass.
I think it's the date.
Well, yeah, it is the date, but...
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Spoiler!
What?
This movie came out 30 goddamn years ago. 40 goddamn... 40 fucking years 40 ago. 40
years this year.
Oh.
Yeah. 1976. It was directed by Michael Ritchie, who was born in Waukesha, actually.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Is he related to Guy Ritchie?
I don't think so, no.
No.
He also directed Fletch and Fletch Lives and
no
The Golden
way,
Child.
No way, for real?
Yeah, he's an 80s boy right there. Yeah.
No wonder I like this movie.
So, yeah, he did a good job. It was all right.
I love Fletch and Fletch Lives, so.
Oh, we were talking about the TV show.
And then we never talked about it again. Let's bring that back up.
Because I watched it the other night.
Oh.
It's on YouTube. You can watch the first couple episodes, at least. I watched the first 1.5 episodes of the... I'm sorry, Danny, why are you...
I was just saying...
This is where we're talking about her going to the Rolling Stones concert with...
Yeah,
the
Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
This is an important scene.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah,
She actually says to Walter Matthau's character, who all of a sudden starts acting like a father to her, he says, you probably lost on purpose.
No, a caring uncle.
Well.
Caring uncle.
She said.
Caring, non-molesting uncle.
That's a weird relationship.
She lost the game, and she ends up having to go on a date with him to the Rolling Stones concert. where I turned around.
That's a
right,
win.
Right
that's
at that point, right. I was like, I'd fucking go
I'd
with
go
the kid.
With
I don't
I'm,
care.
Yeah.
I would go with a fucking 11-year-old boy.
Right?
You know, this is
creepy
listed,
and weird, but whatever.
In the IMDb,
I'm trying to make it weird.
The IMDb, this is listed as a goof because the Rolling Stones didn't play a concert in the California area in 1976.
Fuck off.
I was like, that's lame.
There's always got to be some nerd that knows that much.
Not a good goof at all.
No, bad goof. It's a goof if they were to show a scene at the concert.
Wait,
and they were
the burrito.
Death Leopard.
Oh, the burrito.
The burrito.
Here we are. And then this weird
burrito.
Kid, that creepy smile, you see that?
the kid in the green? Yeah.
Yeah, the kid in the green with the creepy fucking smile.
This is where...
That's unsettling to me. Because he just watches this whole thing go down. Doesn't do anything.
Watch how much ketchup, though. They put ketchup in... what's his name? Lupus's hat.
Yeah, Timmy Lupus.
And then they slammed it back on his head. He had no ketchup in his face, but it was a little bit in his head when he first looked at the scene. By the end of it, he's like drenched in fucking ketchup. And then Tanner went over and stuck up for him because...
That's awesome.
You know, you're a bear, I'm a bear.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stick up for you. Even though he just 5 minutes ago said, get the hell away from me, you make me sick when I eat, basically.
It's like a little brother kind of thing where you can pick on him, but anyone else does, that shit ain't going on.
And here's where
Kelly Leakes is trying to watch a ball game.
Yeah, he's smoking a cigarette.
That's where he rips him out of the stand.
Mr. Twilight Zone fucking trying to be a dick.
Yeah,
cocksucker, by the way.
He is a fucking dick.
Oh,
I'm glad he's dead. I'm glad a helicopter took him off. I'm serious, Daniel. I'm glad a helicopter took this guy's head off.
Just
he's a fucking cock.
Right off.
Wow.
Clean.
He's a fucking dick, yeah.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad. I mean, if it had to cost those two little Indian chicks that were with him, you know, I mean, hey, we had to pay the price. But he's a dick.
The world's a better place. He's not
without
any
Vic
CLC.
Morrow. Yes, yeah. He's just an asshole. You know. We even got to the part where he beats his fucking kid. That's coming up later. Oh, spoiler! Sorry.
Spoiler.
But
also,
he pulls Kelly Leak off.
40-year-old movie.
But he pulls Kelly Leak off of the bleachers and yells at him and says, "Too bad nobody cares about what
no
you
can
do.
No cares about you.
Dick.
Go
like,
fuck off.
Yeah, yeah.
Go suck a dick."
And Kelly's
asshole.
Kelly's already won the bet, so he did not have to play for the Bears. Instead,
but
he
now
took,
he's going
to
do
took
it just to spite
Amanda
him.
Out on a date. And now here's Walter Matthau passing out cups, athletic supporters.
I don't get why
to the boys.
Why the kids are upset about wearing it.
It's good because it's new
they're,
and foreign,
and they're uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, they're. Have you ever worn a cup?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should know that they're uncomfortable.
I'd rather wear it than take a fucking ball in the balls.
Well,
I don't want no balls squared.
Oh, you know why? Just
I'm
in time.
I'm good with two.
Just in time. He didn't play ball when he was like in T-ball.
Oh.
So it was
hey,
later on.
Hey, let me tell you, when
life.
You're sitting on that pitcher's mound in a game of T-ball, ooh, your nuts are a prime directive.
They are. They're kind of even. But
they're like heat-seeking missiles.
Wait, what? Kelly decides that he's going to join the team because that dickhead
fucked
with him.
Fuck off, douchebag.
And now he hits a fucking home run.
And he's the best hitter.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, and wasn't this a walk-off home run to win the game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they slowly, like, first,
okay.
Without him.
Now when we're talking about actual baseball maneuvers and actual sporting stuff, I can...
Get
this
into
is,
it?
This is where I can...
Okay.
This is where I can add some
it
fortitude.
Was, it was the first game they lost completely. The second or third game, it was like they lost by one or two, so it wasn't so bad.
Well, the great thing about baseball is you play 1,000 games. So,
yeah.
So you can lose 750 and somehow still win the World Series.
Right.
Now they're doing the pledge.
No.
The Pledge of Allegiance?
Yeah.
Of the United States of America.
Huh? What?
One nation, indivisible.
Oh, it's knocking off.
Yeah.
Danielle, I win a dollar.
God damn it. Oh, yeah, we bet on you.
look.
She said that you would stand up during either.
I said you stand up
earlier
and take off your hat.
Or
I didn't hear.
So they do it twice.
I didn't hear the anthem.
Yeah, when it started.
If I would have heard the anthem, I would have took the hat off.
on that first opening day bit when they sang it.
He was busy talking.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear. Otherwise, I would have. You would have won there as well.
Well, it was either one.
I would have won on that one.
Either one, you do it, but you didn't do it either one, so.
Yeah, I would have won, because I was like, if Justin Time stands up, takes off his hat, and covers his heart.
Just need to stand up, would have been enough. But.
Hey. If I would have heard it.
I know. It's okay.
So now the kids are actually practicing
baseball. Now I feel like
they're
sliding
to first base.
Now I feel like I did my country an injustice.
And I can't stop laughing at the little fat kid.
Keep in mind, the little fat kid.
He's not little, he's big.
The catcher.
The catcher, he's big. He's the tallest one on the fucking team.
Keep in mind, that's the one that I...
He's not little.
I feel closest with.
Yeah. That's the one you relate to the most?
Yes.
So, at this point in the movie, they're actually showing, like, how Amanda is sick, and so she's sitting out a couple games, or a game.
I don't get that. You're sick, but you're sitting in the dugout?
Yeah, because you still fucking show up for Team Pride, dude.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
If you're that sick, you stay home.
You can't play.
You show up.
You show up with a puke bucket in your hand.
The team sick.
Yeah, if you show up, then you should get out there on the fucking...
But they showed that, like, the catcher, Stein, he wasn't doing so great. Like, they show that stuff. Like, without her, they're not the best.
Can I just say something about... This film has some of the best montages I've ever seen.
Oh, it's the theme music? That's from an opera.
Yeah, no, that's what you
from
were saying.
Carmen.
Yeah.
Carmen? Yeah.
But I'm just saying the montages. Like, even just visual clips.
So here's where Ahmad takes a fucking hit to the balls.
Yep.
And all they say, they're like getting him on a stretcher, and they're like, I hope he's wearing a cup. And that dickhead guy. I can't even remember. What's his name?
Helicopter Man. Vic Morrow.
What's his name? His name is Vic Morrow?
No, that's his real name.
Roy Turner.
Yes, is Roy Turner in the movie.
So Roy Turner.
Coach Turner of the Yankees.
He's kind of a dick. And
dickhead Turner.
Here's Amanda. She agreed.
Oh, hey. I got a fun fact about Vic Morrow.
Okay.
What is that in the background?
He's the father of... Yeah,
they're doing ballet. I was going to say one of the parts of getting her to play was to pay for ballet lessons.
Vic Morrow is the father of Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Really?
No way.
As well as Carrie Ann Morrow, if you know who that is, which I do not.
I do not.
No.
But on the site of Twilight Zone the movie in 1983, Vic Morrow was unfortunately killed on the early morning hours in a tragic freak accident on the set while filming a scene involving a helicopter, which crashed right on top of him and two young children, perishing their lives.
I'm trying so hard not to laugh.
Because it's not funny, you guys.
It's not. Three people lost their lives.
It was a long time ago.
Pull it together, Jason. You're being rude.
Hey, comedy is tragedy plus time, so...
Shut up, time.
Hey, I just need some more tragedy, and I'm golden.
Shut up. Keep talking shit, and your girlfriend's going to be a tragedy in your mind. What was that?
That was loud.
That was not good, sorry.
He doesn't know how to pull it together.
I'm trying here.
So here is the second to the last game.
This one he tells Kelly Leak to, cover for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cover everyone's ass.
Run
then,
the field, bitch.
And then he does.
Do your thing, girl.
He's getting pissed at him. Like, what are you doing being a dick?
Even Timmy Lupa says something. He's the one who says, you know, there's nine people in the team.
We'll make it break 2.5 feet. Oh, can I do that too?
You do what?
What?
We're watching the Bad News Bears.
I love this movie.
Right, and nothing like somebody talking smack to Tanner to where Tanner loses his shit every single time.
Well, it's the Napoleon complex. You're the little guy. You're going to get your shit talked
to. For somebody who has a lot of short guys in her family, we do have... Well, they do. I don't. I'm the tallest one. At 5'7", I'm tall.
We should open that door. No? Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
What's happening?
We're breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Oh, okay.
Breaking the law.
Anyway, so second to last game, they're trying to win so that they can get into the playoffs tomorrow.
Yeah. That's why they got Kelly Leak doing everything for them in there. Oh, it's 2-2.
Which, by the way, that's not how the playoffs go.
And did anyone notice the flub in this game with the scoreboard?
No.
It was 2-2.
Well, it's initially 1-0 for the home team, then it's 1-0 for the visitor team, and then it's 2-0 for the home team, and then it's tied up, and then it's 3-0 for the visitor team.
Huh.
Or so it's something like that.
Yeah, right here, they're tied.
I just read that like 8 minutes ago.
I totally don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, cool.
I got you. Which I don't know if that means I'm as drunk as you are.
Here it is.
Okay.
Although this song isn't actually playing on the movie.
Yeah.
This is a Carmen overture.
Although it does kind of work with Walter Matthau strutting out to the batter's box right now.
It's hard to fade that right in and out real nice. I just want to play a second of it. But it's a Carmen overture.
Oh, this is where he gets real with him. Dang. I gotta say, Walter Matthau is a heart of gold in this movie.
I love Walter Matthau.
And it's not just because he's dead.
I remember Grumpy Old Men, both of those. Those good movies. Good shit.
Him and Jack Lemmon? Oh, they were perfect.
Oh, yeah. I like Chuck Lemon, too. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Much respect to the dead homies. I'd pour one out, but I don't live here.
Yeah, please don't.
Respect.
Because I'm not cleaning it up.
I wouldn't clean it up.
So Kelly Leak knocks it out for the team, even though Boilermaker's a dick. And I say Boilermaker because a lot of the... kids, I think, say Boilermaker.
No, they say Boilermaker.
Amanda calls him Boilermaker.
Yeah, yeah.
And the rest of them don't. They call him Buttermaker. Somebody called him Butterworth at one point.
I think they throw in whatever here and there. Okay.
Buttersmith and shit.
Yeah. But then at the end of the game here, Kelly is like, anybody want to hang out? And nobody wants to because they get all pissed off.
Even Timmy Lupus turns him down.
Damn, even Timmy Lupus?
Yeah, doesn't want to ride.
And it was Ahmad that made the comment about, there's not other people on this team.
Oh, yeah,
on the players out here, so. And then here's where Amanda's, like, trying to get her mom back together with Buttermaker, and he wants nothing to do with it because he's all about the game at this point and with the win.
Yeah,
That's what he's putting his whole life into at this moment.
At this point, yeah.
That's what's keeping him from drinking himself to death.
We have friends like that.
No.
Hi. How's it going?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you could hear me.
Yeah. we're wearing headphones and talking into a microphone.
My bad.
No, I mean, I'm not sure about that. No,
don't worry. I ain't going to drink myself to death. I'd use a gun.
I'm not you. I'm worried about Walter
Stop
Matthau.
It.
I'm sorry. That was a good joke, though. Sorry.
No, it wasn't.
I'd laugh.
Anyway, but yeah, it is. Actually, if you think about it, Buttermaker stopped being such a drunken dick once the team started winning. So, like, you see it in the beginning. He could care less. He's getting paid, basically, to
well, he's a councilman
help these
or
kids,
whatever,
but
isn't he?
No, anyways? His the guy that hired him.
Oh,
is,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's just there for the money.
White
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
So he's just... And then he needed someone, so he got this chick he used to know.
I, can I just say,
used
this,
to bang
this
her
version
mom.
Is so much better than the fucking... I don't know why I always want to say Bill Burr version, but I know it's Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Bob?
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think we brought that up, but this movie, this
one
is way better.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about the remake. I haven't seen the remake in a few years, but I remember it
I
was...
I saw it, like, the year after it came out on fucking DVD or whatever.
Like I think they had the one joke beaten was the mascots were like a strip club.
Yeah.
I think that was better, but...
No, that was Bench Warmers.
What? No, that was...
Oh, wait, no, you're right. You're
that
right.
Was the remake,
no.
Bandit
no,
Bears.
No, Bench Warmers did the same...
It was some kind of strip club or something like that.
Bench Warmers did the same joke, but way more extravagant. And ooh,
what is
actually
bench, what is Benchwarmers?
Benchwarmers, it's got David Spade, Rob Schneider,
John Lovitz.
So it's not mold.
John Lovitz, the guy that played
is it a movie?
Dynamite. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a baseball movie.
It's a baseball movie?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's about.
Are we gonna talk about that in the next show?
Maybe.
All right, let's save for that then. We just missed the whole breakup part.
Oh yeah, shit.
With, I mean, he was a dick to her, man.
He threw beer at her.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He was a dick.
And then you see her, like, she, under the or in the dugout, she was covered in beer, and now she's got tears in her eyes as she walked away. And so does he, because he realized, well, he's a douche.
Well, no, what I think he was thinking is that he was
hold
like...
Oh, this what when I saw the scene, I wanted to ask everyone a question here. Have you ever been drunk, done
yes.
something, and realized immediately afterwards, shit, I shouldn't have done that?
Are you fucking talking about my life?
I'm just talking about my average Wednesday, but...
So, the next day, they're in for the championship game, and Kelly...
Well, I'll just talk a little more about the whole thing with him and Amanda, and how it was like what he did and why he did it. I was under the impression that he did it because he was thinking that if I tell you I'm going to do something with you, I'm a drunk, I'm going to flake out, so I'm not going to be there anyway. Someone's going to be a dick to you right now and tell you it ain't going to fucking happen.
See, I took it as...
That's how I got that part.
Because
he was like, I would like to, but I'm an asshole, I'm going to fuck it up.
I took it as you're getting too close, we're getting too close... I gotta give us some... I gotta separate us, because this is not comfortable for me.
But he was crying, though.
Exactly. Because he knows it's not good. He knows it's not right.
Mm-hmm. He just hates their fucking mother.
Yeah.
And then the next day, they come back. Nobody will play catch with Kelly. And they're all mad, because... Basically... He was a ball hog the last game.
Yeah.
And then a little fight starts out, and that's when Walter Matthau admits,
the
Buttermaker
coach does.
Says, you know, I told him to cover your guys' asses, because basically you're not that good.
Well, the coach does what he should do. If the teams start turning against each other, you take them and turn them against you. That's what a good coach does.
True.
So that way they're all against you, and they're, at least they're all together on something.
Yeah, they have,
so,
they all have something to fucking work against.
So that's kind of what he did there. It's kind of like, and he admitted to it. Yeah, I told Kelly to do that. Hey, helicopter dude, use a little speech here.
Still alive.
If you guys lose this game, each and every one of you, you're gonna have to live with it. Best team ever.
Dude's a fucking douche.
Yeah, yeah.
In this movie, yes.
I
almost wish he was the one that died of AIDS, Justin.
Huh?
I almost wish it was him that died of AIDS, because he's more of a dick than the lawyer dude.
Is he that drunk?
Just saying.
Jesus Christ.
Because Rick Morrow is just a fucking cock.
True.
Come on.
Oh.
drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
That ad right there just made me feel like when you're watching a porno and it just says this video was uploaded to whatever website, just stream across the middle of it.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Oh my god. But look at them.
Well, at that point,
oh, kicking the nuts.
Yep.
They start a big brawl because the guy from, is it the Yankees? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Were we on the Yankees game?
As he came scrolling on in, he slid into home and he titty checked, so to speak, Amanda's character. He totally.
Oh yeah.
She took a foot to the chest.
Yeah.
Ain't got much, but she don't feel too good.
That's cool.
But honestly, we all watch baseball for the baseball fights. Those are the best fights.
For baseball?
The fights in baseball are way better than the fights in football or fucking... Oh, other than hockey. Hockey, they let you fight. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, okay, hockey and boxing. And UFC, I guess, is a sport, so...
Yeah, I guess.
He called him a pusshead.
He meant to call him a pussy.
I guess.
Well, we had to censor some things, I would guess. I don't know.
But not nigger. Not nigger.
There wasn't actually swear words, just derogatory statements.
Well, they never said fuck.
Well, fuck that.
They said crud. They said shit a couple times.
And but mostly it was crap, crud.
Wait, don't they say ass?
Probably.
Fat ass. They called them fat ass.
Damn, they say it a lot.
Is damn considered a swear word, really?
In 76, it's by in, some,
it's,
yes.
It's in the fucking Bible.
Well, you shouldn't be damning people,
but,
I guess.
You know, in the Bible, you can pick and choose what you want to agree or disagree with.
I hate fags, but I love shrimp.
Speaking of the Bible, what's coming up in DFC?
I'm glad we talked about this.
Oh, boy.
Well,
if you think this was a little bit offensive, just wait.
Usually we,
If you're,
we randomly pick out our next movie, but we have specifically agreed on a new movie to tie in with an Easter theme.
Mel Gibson's.
Hey, whoa, spoiler.
Oh.
I was going to say the name.
Oh, my bad. I thought you were.
Now everyone knows it's Passion of Christ.
I was going to twist it into Braveheart, but okay.
Dun, 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 dun.
Anyway.
But yeah, that should be fun.
It'll be awesome.
Fair warning, I'm just gonna be an asshole to be an asshole.
We might have to skip a little bit. It's like, I checked it, it's like 2 hours and 7 minutes.
Yeah, it's
that
way
fucking
long.
That movie is forever.
We might have to, like, the intermission might have to skip ahead a couple scenes.
Like, I had friends that watched that movie.
There's a lot of scenes where it's like 5 minutes. It's like the end of the, what's the last Lord of the Rings movie? Why can't they? Return of the King? You know how it's like 20 minutes long for the last scene?
I never saw the last one.
Well, whatever.
I was going to say the Titanic, but okay.
It's. I mean, you can just cut out like 10 minutes, and it's all you're doing is just a slow pan.
He makes poor Stein take a baseball to the back.
Twice, though. It comes up again.
And then finally he's like, I don't want to take a ball.
It hurts. It hurts.
Don't be a pussy, Willow.
I mean,
excuse me, I yawned.
This talk back and forth between these players is very natural. The sit on a fat ass, shove it up your dick. This, I don't know if they say dick or not. But.
No, he says... He says, come on, fat ass, and he says, shove it. They never finish.
Yeah. Still good.
They never shoot
Although,
each other.
He does flip them off
they
right
shoot
there.
Each other?
No.
Oh, it's the one flip off.
Spoiler alert, they don't shoot each other.
Oh, by the way, just in time, those are Jason's glasses. Right there on the picture.
Is that Joey Turner?
Shush. Yes.
That's Helicopter Dude's son. Ooh.
Yeah, and the coach of the other team starts being a dick and yelling at the kids, and it's at this point where you start to see what an ass he is.
Well, it's like some people take winning too far, and...
Well, it's overbearing parents, like people that... I mean, there's signs now that say basically, parents, these are children playing a game.
Yeah.
Knock your shit off, basically.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I went on a website, Common Sense Media.
Yeah.
I went and checked that out about, well, I don't need to look it up, fuck it. But they had reviews about how it relates to families and things. And the reviews were kind of split about, everyone agreed that it was foul language and it wasn't for anyone like under 11 or so. That was the youngest most people gave. But a lot of people like ridiculed it and said how it was shitty and how the ending sucked and didn't provide a good role model for anyone, which, well,
kind of very realistic.
Can I say, that's my favorite part of this movie. I don't have a favorite player. I don't have a favorite. What I have is a favorite moral of the fucking story.
Yeah.
And here's the moral. Hey, asshole, you don't get a trophy just for showing up. Fucking work your ass off. And even when you work your ass off, you might not be number one.
Yep.
But guess what? You did something to earn where you are, so fuck off. That's what you got.
See, and that's the America I grew up in.
The
thing is that if you played hard and you're competitive, you can be proud of yourself for doing that.
And you always gave 100%.
Yeah,
and,
you tried.
And that's still going to land you somewhere.
You might not be the best. You know what?
You know what? I'm not the best at everything, but I'm...
Really?
That's it.
Well, I kind of am, but that's just me. But, you know, you get what I'm saying.
Oh, no, go ahead. What were we saying?
I forget. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, it's... You can be pretty good at a lot of stuff, but you're never going to be the best at everything.
Right here is where Buttermaker realizes, like, he's yelling at all these kids, and he's telling them, you want to win, blah, blah, blah. And this is how you're supposed to do it. And they all look at him, and then he realizes, like, that's not what these kids want. These kids just wanted to play.
Yeah.
That was the whole reason the team came about, was because they weren't good enough to be on any other team. Nobody picked them.
They just wanted a fair shake.
And he gave shit earlier about that. He was bitch at them when they were like, we just want to play, coach. And he's like, bah, 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 don't you want to win? And now he's finally seeing their side.
Yeah. He's looking at all of their faces. Look at them all just looking up at him like, did you really just yell at us because I didn't get you this fucking far, basically, to fuck it all up?
They're fucking heartbroken at this moment.
And tears start welling in his eyes. See the feels?
Yeah.
The feels come into play here. And he's like, shit, okay, get out there and do the best you can. And everybody else is kind of like, fuck you, man.
Well, he pulls out a few of the good guys. He pulls out, like, Tanner, a couple other guys.
Yeah, he does
that. And puts in Lupus and, like, the shitty players. Like, yeah, don't.
He does that next inning. Yeah, he does. He starts.
Even, like, one of the. Oh, then that's
it's
next
the
inning?
Next inning.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
It's because he just realized it, but he didn't want to renege on what he said right now.
Okay.
So then he's going to let them go out and do their thing. And then all of a sudden he starts switching everybody. And he's like, who's been on the bench all year, basically? And, okay, well, we're going to get everybody else out there.
Okay. And that's great. That's the way they should have played, you know? I'm surprised he didn't play that way all year. Justin, how you doing over there?
Well, I'm saying I'm thinking back to my little league days, and I remember we would always have to. They would always make every kid on the team, you know, have a turn at bat.
Yeah.
Have a turn play, and I agree with that, and I think, you know, this movie kind of shows that. But I kind of also agree where if you suck, well, you shouldn't be on the fucking team.
Ninth
inning on a championship game?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that
maybe they should have played the first inning instead.
Yeah, like...
I you know what I mean? Agree with, you with
play,
the
play in game let everybody 4, play. Not game 7.
If they're on your team, you should let everybody play because you're a team. So, you know.
Does that mean putting in your shitty players in the ninth inning?
Hold on.
Not necessarily.
I remember one year I played, or one of the years I played flag football when I was a kid. Because my parents tried to get me to be active because I was
played,
a fat kid.
I played flag football too. It was called Powder Puff.
Oh, fuck you.
Bitch. Anyways,
so I'm 11, 12 years old, right? And we were in like what seemed like an important game. I don't know. I never showed up for practice or anything. I don't know what the fuck was going on. But they were like, all right, it's your turn up. And I was like, no. I was like, these guys are way better than me. I'll just sit here. And I was like, I was the fat kid, and that made it seem real bad.
Were you just in time, the big fat goalie?
Oh, I was huge.
Wait, here's the thing. I agree that if you're good enough to make it on a team, that everybody should play.
Oh, I was on a team because my parents paid $75 or whatever. That's why I was on a team.
I didn't want to play.
Hello, I told you about my softball team.
No, we were talking here.
We just talked about that. You and fucking retarded Ronald or whatever.
I'm gonna post this picture of Ronald. Yeah.
Yeah, retarded Ronald.
Don't. That's just so wrong. Anyways,
if there's ever a play at the plate, I had to run over there and cover for it. Like, there's a guy in third.
Did you ever get a cleat to the titty? Because that's what she got.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, but this reminds me of
one. No, I don't recall one, though, no.
So when we were in high school, we would do a...
Right here. He went up. His kid wasn't throwing the ball that he wanted him to throw. He slapped him.
Helicopter. No, yeah, not yet. Yeah.
He's about to slap him at the mound.
No, he did. That's why he's holding the
ball. Yeah, you're right, yeah.
He slapped him in front of everyone and said, "When I tell you to throw a ball, you throw a ball." And he's like, "All right." He threw it. He got a bunt off of it. He caught it. Joey caught it, and he stood on the pitcher's mound. And then the other coach, what was his name? The guy that the helicopter dead guy?
Vic Morrow.
Vic Morrow.
The asshole.
Roy Turner.
Fuck Vic Morrow.
He's watching his son, and his son's holding the ball, basically looking at him like, "Fuck you, dude."
So, can I say something?
Maybe. Hold on. There's a poignant.
Let's let Danny talk.
The movie for two more minutes?
Yes.
Okay.
But I have something.
No, shut up.
The fuck up.
And so if I had the control to
anti-PC, the PCs that we accept, like the, "Oh, juice specs, nigga, blah, blah, blah," which is like, yeah, whatever. It's fine in this movie, and we're fine with it. But the PC things of someone smacking their kid in the field, which is pretty much okay. No one's fucking going out there going, "What the fuck, dude? What happened now if someone kid got smacked in the field?" That should be all over the internet. That should be fucking a dude be busted down.
You know what?
Cops
would
be
not
fucking called and shit like
it's
that.
It's not.
Well, I feel like dude was shamed in his own town for it.
He was shamed by his own son.
Yeah.
His wife.
Oh, his wife walked
and
out.
And walked
yeah
away
yeah
with
okay
his son and was
yeah,
like,
I feel
fuck
like,
you,
I feel
man
like the whole town kind of saw that, and that's, you know what I mean?
So that wasn't accepted?
It's not
but
accepted.
But Jews, specs, niggers, that was fine, though.
I'm not saying that was accepted at all.
Although
no
it was. I mean, in this movie,
I'm saying
yes
there was no social media like there is today, so there isn't 1,000 people to see it.
I'm just saying what's PC and what isn't and how.
These 11, 12, 13, and 14-year-olds.
I don't think slapping a kid is PC.
But how today those two are both in the same boat. Back then, it might be a little bit different.
Did you ever get smacked by your parents?
Oh, you're saying the latter would be more allowable.
Yes.
Jason, okay, did you ever get smacked by your mom?
All the time.
No. Well, yes.
Well, I used to get...
I have, not many times, but yes.
And just
one
time?
One time in particular, yes.
Like across your face, smacked,
yeah,
or in your mouth,
yeah, oh,
smacked
yeah
for saying something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I once got smacked for waking my mom up because she was too hungover and I was hungry.
Okay. Well, that's not... That's like a wah-wah story.
This is couch time with
the...
If there was any wonder about how trailer trash I was...
Okay. No, I didn't wonder
Tune
that.
Tune into other podcasts called Couch Time.
Like, I never got slapped...
It gets real on Couch Time.
I never got slapped by my mother. There was one time when I was 14 years old. I went out. I got drunk. I came home drunk. My mom looked at me and she's like, oh, well, I think you've had some punishment. I was throwing up for 3 days. I couldn't fucking move. I was like, it was New Year's Eve. And I was in eighth grade.
First time I got caught, Labor Day.
I apparently decided to walk home and I fell asleep in a snow
Last
hill
September.
Where somebody fucking found me and brought me home. So I swung at my mom and a couple of her girlfriends who were at the house having a New Year's Eve party. I swung on them because I was that drunk. I don't remember any of it. So my mom said, okay, you've had enough punishment. Why don't you... So by the next Saturday, as my mother thought she told me I had enough punishment by, like, getting caught and thought I wouldn't go out. I was like, I'm leaving. She's like, no, you're not. I was like, I'm leaving. No, you're not. She put her foot, she's all 5'4", puts her foot in front of the door and goes, if you walk out that door, I'm going to knock you out. I said, move. And I pushed my mother and I opened the door. The next thing I remember was laying on the hall steps with a bag of frozen peas on my face because my mom knocked me the fuck out.
Oh, yeah, she did. Like,
and my mom, nonviolent woman, the most nonviolent person, she reached up and knocked me the fuck out.
See, okay.
Okay, well, Danielle will be our special guest on Couch Time.
But that's my point. Like,
but,
she's...
I'm just going to throw this out there. I believe that there is...
A time and place?
No.
For getting your ass kicked by your parent?
No, there's definitely a correlation. You hear those stories about mothers lifting trucks over their kids. There's
New pitcher for the Bad News Bears. New pitcher, Rudy Stein.
It's a whole new defense.
All right, we'll bring that back to Couch Time. I had a really good point, but fuck you.
That's not a bad idea. Couch Time's not a bad
That sounds like a spinoff.
Jesus Christ,
we
no.
We don't need a movie, we just talk.
6 seasons in a movie?
But if it's named after you, you better provide a lot to the shit.
Oh, you don't even want to know what's in my brain.
If your name's on it, you better provide.
Oh, well, let's talk about the time my uncle molested me. We'll save
oh,
that.
Jesus
we'll
Christ.
Save that.
Save for Couch Time.
We'll save that. Full disclosure, I never got molested that I remember.
Uh-huh.
Right here is where Roy Turner is deciding that they could actually still win. Because Walter Matthau put in the
shitty players. Yeah.
But Walter Matthau has faith.
So did George Michael.
He doesn't have faith. He doesn't care. He's like, I mean,
so did George
Michael. Not that he doesn't care. He's not worried about winning. He's just kind of like, let's just have fun. Amanda's, her arm's all fucked up so she can't pitch. Stop doing the fucking dances, you fuckers.
Just a timer dancing to Faith from George Michael. And JGB can't do it.
We got clowns on the left of me and jokers to the right.
Here I am.
Stuck in the middle with this asshole.
And Timmy Loops just caught
someone's ear is about to get cut off.
Ear?
From Reservoir Dogs?
Oh, I'm like, wow.
Oh, because stuck in the middle of the young. Yeah. That's a recent throwback.
Thank you. I thought that was a pretty good ref.
That's not bad. No, I think people would have got that immediately.
And Walter Matthau said, everybody gets to hit and we win the game. And he's like, but we need 5 runs. And he's like, you heard me. And he cracks a beer.
Well,
this is when... Touche! And this is when Stein went up to bat, and he's like, I don't want to get hit again.
Oh, yeah. He was like,
yeah.
Take. And he tried to go for a double and missed out. It was a nice try.
It really was, actually. He comes back, though, and he's very sad, and he's like, I'm so
sorry.
Well,
he's out. I'd be sad, too.
And he's like, what are you sorry about?
Yeah, he gave it a nice try. I'm like, yeah.
Too bad that he waited until the championship game to teach these kids this shit. Like, if you'd have taught them this throughout the fucking season...
So, have you guys seen the sequels?
I think I did, but I heard about
bad
news breaking training and bad news go to Japan.
Well, go to Tokyo.
Tokyo.
No, it's
Tokyo.
No, it's bad news. Yeah. Bears go bet. To Japan.
Bet.
I'll bet. You got
I'll
nothing.
Bet. I'll bet you a pour.
A pour? That means you have to go and fucking get me a drink.
Yep.
Bad news bears.
But you're gonna have to go get me one.
Alright, it's got a fart. Hold on. Bad news bears.
You say fart?
It's on that sheet. I got a lot of fucking sheets here. No, it's bad news bears go to Japan.
Go ahead, look it up.
Baby.
Danielle, would you
you have it? Can you verify that, Danielle?
Web research this for us. Danielle is our head of web research and development. Danielle,
which means she's the one with the laptop in front of her.
Yep.
Pretty much, kids.
I mean, I got a phone in my pocket.
Tanner was in Bad News Bears. Bad News Bears in breaking training. I thought we were looking at what the hell was.
What was the question?
Is it Tokyo or Japan?
Oh yeah, no, the sequel.
Oh, okay.
Bad News Bears goes to Japan.
How the fuck did you guys forget that quick?
Well,
that was like 10 seconds.
Shut the fuck up. My grandma had Alzheimer's. Fuck you.
That's not funny.
You guys have the fucking memory span of a guinea pig.
Fuck you, Justin. What
the fuck is this?
Wait, what am I looking up?
What? Is it? I quit. I'm done. I can't. I just can't anymore.
The movie's not over yet.
Look.
Is it Tokyo or Japan? I need to know.
It's Japan.
I'm getting there.
I'm looking it up. Fuck off.
Fucker.
Go off, do your
you
own thing.
Fucker.
I'm just gonna watch the movie. Hey, there's Cleveland. Oh, Miguel Aguilar, remember him?
He's funny.
He's cute. Here he is. He's batting.
Watch him. Because that little fucker, he
has no strike zone.
He's so small.
You gonna take a base? He's gonna take a base.
Damn it. I owe a
Japan.
Ball. It's Japan.
In all that, I still found it a split second faster.
Oh, I've been looking at it. I just didn't care.
show that my middle finger is up as hard as it can be.
Justin, I got a bunch of pieces of paper in front of me. I'm sure I looked at some of these, so you should trust me.
6, 7 of them.
Justin, time. Let me just tell you that he prints out all the good notes for himself so that he knows everything and we know nothing.
Motherfuckers, you can print out your own goddamn notes. I took all this shit from the internet.
Shh. You talk too much.
You can take all that shit from the internet yourself and print out your fucking self. Alright. And I went through and numbered all, where is it? I numbered through every player. I numbered them.
I don't know. I'm not paying attention to you.
I numbered them all. Tame O'Neill's number 11. Amanda Wilson. Got them all numbered.
Just in time.
Got them all fucking numbered, bitch.
Okay, James Brown.
There's a lot of physical comedy in this recording.
Just don't throw your phone on the table.
We really. Like, we should record ourselves doing this, like, video recording. Because the
need
shit
no video
we do.
No, we're fine.
Just in time's it. Talking. I'm over here going blah, blah, blah. JTB's talking. Me and Justin are dancing in the corners.
Justin, don't leave. There's like 5 minutes left in the fucking movie, dude.
Unless your girlfriend's here, then we can bring her in.
No, she's at home in bed.
Okay. Yeah, there's like 5 minutes left in the movie. Here comes Kelly Leak. He's running around. He hit his big ball. Helicopter dude's screaming. He's mad.
And all they need is one more to score, and...
Why are we calling him the helicopter?
He is out.
Why? Do you want to know why?
No, I know why.
Because on the set of The Twilight Zone in 1982, he was brutally killed in a helicopter accident.
They needed...
Where it fell upon his head along with two young children.
Gentlemen. They needed one more score to tie, and they couldn't get it.
Who, the helicopter people?
They fell one short.
They tagged Kelly Leak out.
Oh, yeah, he's out. Hey, you get some more beer.
And he hands them all Red Stripe.
Yep.
He's like, hey, what's up with the beer? What's the beer?
I would have gotten champagne, but...
He's the one who dies of AIDS in, like, 1990.
Yep. Wait.
Whitewood.
Yeah. What was it?
The sponsor, dude. I don't know when he died. He died somewhere.
And he turns to Tatum O'Neal.
See that smile on Tatum O'Neal's face? Like, oh, yay, daddy.
She's basically, he was her, she was her daddy figure for a while.
Like, yeah, like 2 years.
And then
they were
dating. Fucked up. And then when he fucked up, he went and became a drunk. And she had nothing else
to,
you know.
Fuck up, he broke up with her mother.
I'm going to guess his alcohol had something to do with that.
That's why, you know, when I was younger and dating, I had trouble dating chicks with kids. Because you're like, you don't want to meet these kids and become, you know.
Even after you have your own kids.
Well, no, yeah, you still don't want, you just want, you don't want some chick you're dating for 2 weeks and meet their kids and hang out with them. And you're like, oh, hi, I'm, you know, I'm banging your mom. You know, it's like, okay.
I never let any guy meet my kid. Jason was the first guy that met my daughter.
I never let girls be my kid either. I was like, no.
Really? Because my first drunken night of coming over here, you freaking made me meet your daughter.
You were special.
No, I wasn't.
Uh-huh.
I was ridiculous.
You were special.
He said, why
Justin,
you
you're special,
meet?
Too.
Justin Time is like, this is ridiculous right here. This
they give him a little trophy, and what does Tanner say? You can take that
he
trophy
said,
and...
stick it straight up your ass.
Fucking A. And even Lupus says some shit. He's like, we'll get you next year, fuckers.
Lupus blew his nose, and now everybody likes him.
And here they're still with the beer. They're just all the parents are like, okay, yeah, the kid's got beer.
Yeah,
and they never pour out a lot. They always pour out enough. You know, they don't want to pour out a lot because they'll save some of themselves. So they're always like, pouring a little bit. And stuff. Okay. Keep it some for myself. I'll pour a little bit. I'll keep some for myself.
I do that shit too.
Especially, what's the black kid's name?
Ahmad.
I was going to call him Ahmed.
Ahmed.
I knew that was wrong. That's why I said the black kid.
All right. This is it. Let's give us our ratings on the Bad News Bears original 1976 edition. Who would like to start? Just in time.
I'm going to go first, and I'm going to give it a... Wait, which rating? Are we still doing the...
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, or meh?
We're doing thumbs up, thumbs down, meh. Okay,
we haven't discussed any changes.
All right, let me go two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Because I like how non-PC and non-traditional it is.
Fucking man.
And also, Walter Matthau's a fucking legend, and you can suck my dick if you disagree.
Wow.
You know what? I'm going to go after Justin Time and say everything he said is right.
Thank you.
And
I get it
I
right
agree
once in a while.
With everything he said, the PC shit was fun, and it was fresh for this day of age. Fresh.
And fairly lighthearted, really. It wasn't. They weren't really trying to dig at anything. It's just that's how people talked back then.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they weren't. I mean, there were like.
And to deny that happened would be, or to deny that people talked about that would deny that shit ever existed, and that's wrong in itself.
Yeah, yeah. Danielle, what do you think?
This will be the only time you ever hear me say this. But I 100% agree with Justin Time.
Oh!
Fuck yeah. Y'all can suck
I
me. Have a total
I agree.
Unanimous
it was,
decision here on Bad News Bears.
When I watched it again, I actually turned around and all I thought was, damn, if they made movies like this today, people would be so fucking pissed. They'd boycott shit. There'd be gunshots outside of movie theaters and fucking shit.
It reminded
it's
me...
It's so stupid!
It reminded me of the old Clint Eastwood westerns where they just talk shit about the Indians the whole time.
And nobody cares. Nobody says anything about
Indians.
That anymore.
Yeah.
But no, but God forbid you talk about any fucking buddy else.
Yeah.
Dude, all of us are immigrants in one way, shape, or form.
All right, guys.
Oh, not me. I'm 100% American.
Really? Really? That's all you are?
I'm proud to be.
You're not Scottish. You're not German. You're not nothing.
I'm actually none of those things.
Hey, we're closing up here now.
Oh, a bunch of other
the
shows.
The movie's over. The movie's over.
You're Indian, you fucker.
We're back on
Indian.
The menu screen.
I bet you are. Oh, wait, we're back.
And we're
this,
back.
This conversation can continue in our top 5 baseball scenes and movies, which we're doing next. And stay tuned for that. Find it on our iTunes. You can check us out at Facebook at Drunk Film Commentary. Find us on iTunes at Drunk Film Commentary. Email us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Pretty much just Google Drunk Film Commentary.
With that, this is JTB.
Danny.
And Just In Time.
And we're signing off, and we're going to leave you with a little bit of this song called The Boilermaker by Jesus Lizard.
How long that was.
I don't want to sleep for 2 days.